In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Power of God is here, the name of Jesus, the wonderful Holy Spirit, the Father whom we love. We come to you, Heavenly Father, through the power of Jesus' name, in the power of the Spirit, asking that you would open the Scriptures for us today, and that we would be set free by the Word of God. And the Scripture says, if the Son sets you free, if Jesus sets you're free indeed. We remember that Luke's Gospel, Jesus came to preach the Gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to bring deliverance to the captives, sight to the blind, and liberty to them that were bruised, and to proclaim a year of Jubilee. Now I'm reading from the 16th chapter of St. Luke, and you cannot serve God and money. Let me tell you, the way that you don't serve money is through generosity. Generosity tells you that you give money away, at least a tithe. That's what generosity does, so that you're not serving money. Money is not to be served. We want to serve God, not money. We want to use money for the upbuilding of the power of God in different places. When I cannot go to a certain place, I send money there that people will do for what they can do, what I can't do because I can't go there. So I send money there. I send money to Haiti, and we have given that money to Haiti for the poorest of the poor. I cannot go to Haiti. So what do? We send money to Haiti. This is the thing of generosity. God calls us to be generous. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. The Father is generous, and he calls his children to be generous. One day he said to me, I love when you give to me. He said this to me, I love it when you give and keep on giving. And I said, why, Lord? He says, because you remind me of me, because I gave my Son. I gave my Son. Okay, the 14th verse of the 16th chapter. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things about money, and they ridiculed Jesus. And he said unto them, you that try to justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men, money, is an abomination in the sight of God. Use your money for the kingdom of God. Use your goods for the kingdom of God. That doesn't mean you don't save some for yourself. It means that if we tithe and give offerings, this is what it's all about, that we do not put money on a pedestal. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery. Now that doesn't mean if you are divorced that you cannot receive communion. If you are divorced and remarried, you cannot receive communion. A divorced person can receive communion. They cannot receive communion if they are remarried. So many people believe that divorced people are not able to receive Holy Communion. That's wrong. Divorced and remarried cannot receive Holy Communion at this time. Whosoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her that put away from her husband commits adultery. So adultery is when a married woman or a married man marries another person. That's adultery. if you have two people that are not married, that are having relations, that's called fornication. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. He ate to his heart's content. Oh, yes, he had purple clothes, which shows richness. He was a rich man. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, and Lazarus was full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked Lazarus's sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now, did he go to Abraham's bosom because he was poor? No. He went to Abraham's bosom because he had faith. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, the rich man, being in torment, and he sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flames. So just send Lazarus to me with a drop of water, because I am filled with the flames. I am tormented. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf between fixed, so that they which would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, and he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. So he's at least thinking about his brothers, but you know what the answer is? Abraham says unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear Moses and the prophets. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto him, If they do not receive Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. We see that with Jesus, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and still people do not believe. So if you don't listen to Moses and the prophets, you're not going to listen to Jesus who rose from the dead. This is real. This is real. Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. That is the faith of Christianity, that he not only died and was buried, but that he was raised from the dead gloriously. Hallelujah. Do you believe that today? That Jesus is the risen Savior at the Father's right hand, and he's praying for you today. Your prayer partner is Jesus Christ at the Father's right hand, and he's praying for you today, and he's praying for me today. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Do you know that today? That you're not alone, that Jesus is making intercession for you today at the Father's right hand. Do you believe that today? It tells us that in the book of Hebrews. He ever lives to make intercession for his own. That's you. You're not alone. Jesus is praying for you. What you need to do is agree with the prayer that he's praying. Amen, Jesus. Whatever you're praying, I just want to agree with the way you're praying for me. Yes, he's not only praying for you, he's praying for me. He's praying for all those who belong to him. He is ever at the Father's right hand, making intercession. Chapter 17 of Luke. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom these offenses come. It would be better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and cast into the sea, than if they should offend one of these little ones. You've got to really be careful with God's people. Because, you know, if you're not careful with God's people, you're going to be in trouble with God. That's right. We go to feed the poor every Saturday. We've got to be careful that these people, some of them know God more than we do because they've got no one else. They're on the street and they know God. We are to treat them like princes, princes of the Lord. They belong to Jesus, yes. We are not to take advantage of God's people, lest if we do that, we are in trouble with God. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Oh, yes, we are always called to forgive. We are always called to forgive, no matter what, no matter how we've been hurt, we are called to forgive, because when we forgive, we break the chains that are around us, and we become free. You say, people are not worthy of your forgiveness. Well, you know what? Then you'll carry them to the grave. You'll carry them to the grave. If you don't forgive, you carry people to the grave. How can I forgive people? I'm going to tell you how. You look at the cross, you look at the crucifix, and you tell Jesus, I want to borrow your forgiveness because I have no forgiveness of my own. I want to borrow your forgiveness because I have no forgiveness of my own. And then with a big heart, you say, I forgive my uncle who hurt me when I was a child, who molested me when I was a child. I forgive him and I let him go. I do not want to carry him to the grave. I let him go. So if your brother repents, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee 7 times a day and 7 times a day turns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Yeah, increase our faith. But Jesus, the Lord said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. I tell you, Jesus knows that it wasn't a watermelon seed, that we have faith like a watermelon seed, but a mustard seed, which is one of the smallest seeds that there is. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can do great things. Oh yes, the first thing you've got to do is forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. It's hard. It's hard to forgive. We want to hold people. But you see, I don't want to hold people because if I hold people, then I am in bondage. If you want to get out of bondage, you've got to forgive. You say, I don't know how. Then you borrow it from Jesus. You tell Jesus, I have no forgiveness of my own. I want to borrow your forgiveness. I want to borrow your forgiveness because that's the only way I'm going to be able to forgive, if I borrow your forgiveness. And you know what? He will give you the grace to borrow his forgiveness. We need to forgive if we're sensitive. So many people are so sensitive and they hold things against other people. Don't take these people to the grave. Forgive them. Do it for yourself. It's not for them. You do it for yourself. That you forgive 7 times or even 70 times 7 if somebody asks repentance. Please forgive. Don't take people to the grave. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he comes in from the field, go and sit down to dinner? And will he not rather say unto him, make ready my supper, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and after that you shall eat and drink? Doth he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I say no, I think not. So likewise, you, when you shall have done all these things which are commanded you, you are to say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. In other words, What we do is our duty to do. It's not that we're going to get a Wilkie button for doing it or a crown. We do what we are called to do. It's what God calls us to do. We feed the poor. You know what? That is exactly what we are called to do. We are unprofitable servants, and we're doing exactly what we are called to do. We just yesterday, we brought to Pine Street chicken that we forgot on Saturday. And oh, they were so happy to get all these chicken legs. They were frozen. They were so happy to receive these chicken legs. You see, What would have happened to these chicken legs if we didn't go to Pine Street? They would have spoiled. They would have spoiled. So Frank took them to Pine Street, and they were so happy. We're only doing what we're supposed to be doing. We are not doing anything extra. We are doing what we're supposed to be doing. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when Jesus saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priests. And it shall come to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. They followed what Jesus told them to do. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving thanks. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 people cleansed? But where are the other 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, only this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you whole. Gratitude is so important when God does something. Gratitude is so important that we give thanks to the Lord. Yes, the Eucharistic prayer says we always thank the Lord. But do we? People read the Eucharistic prayer and celebrate Mass. It says that we always thank the Lord. How often do we thank the Lord during the day? How often do we thank Jesus during the day? For what? For giving us another day that we can see by the grace of God, that we could hear by the grace of God, that we can put on radio by the grace of God. Thanking God is so important. Gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to tell you, I need that gift. I need to be much more filled with gratitude than I am, because I know I need that gift. So Lord, give me the gift of gratitude, that I would be thanking you for the things that you've given me. You've given me this radio ministry. This is your gift to me for the people. You have handed it over to me. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have handed it over to me and not to somebody else. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that you put it in my mind many years ago that I would be on radio. I thank you, God, that you put it in my mind. I thank you, God, that we opened the door with WEZE, our first station. I thank you, God, for that. And then we went to WROL. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. This is 31 years now that we've been on radio. Thank you, God, that we are a voice crying in the wilderness, telling people, turn to Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus. Make decisions. Decisions to follow the Lord. Who are you following today? Make decisions to follow the Lord. Lord, I give my life to you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I call upon your name. Lord, I am grateful for all you have given me. You have given me this radio ministry, Lord, and people are touched throughout the country. Lord, thank you very, very much. In Jesus' name, make me a person of gratitude. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, Jesus answered them and said, "The kingdom of God comes not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo, it is here,' or 'Lo, it is there.' For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Well, if the king is within you, his name is Jesus, then the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, not the kingdom of thingdom. We've got to get away from that kingdom of thingdom. I've got to get this, and I've got to get that, and I've got to get the other thing. I'm telling you, we need to be able to belong to the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of thingdom. It's all about things for most people. I need another Apple, whatever they call those things, not a computer. That's fine. I'm thinking of what they call those, I don't know what they call them, but I need another one of those because mine is a little off. Please. Please, think of the poor. Think of the people that have nothing. Think of the people that today they're just happy to have food. When we go to feed the poor, there is one woman that I help with money, and I've done this for a long time, and she's starting to look a lot better. She's starting to look a lot better. She is someone that's been on the street for many years. We need to care for people that have been on the street. We need to care for people in our own house. We need to care for people in our own family. Yes, we need to care for people. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. Wives, be submissive to your husbands. It's easy to be submissive to somebody that loves you the way Christ loved the church, even unto death. For as lightning that lights out one part of heaven shines on the other part until heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Yes, he had to go to the cross. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, and they did drink, and they did marry wives. They were given in marriage until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Just think about this. The Lord will come when the stock market is either up or down, when people are being married or giving in marriage, or people are buying things, are buying fruit, or getting new tomatoes and new corn. Yes, the Son of Man will come at a time we do not expect him to come, but he will come. Likewise also it was in the days of Lot that they did eat and they did drink and they did sell and they planted and they built. But that same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. What is the Lord trying to tell us? Stay ready. Be ready. I'm coming at a time you don't expect. I'm coming at a time you don't expect. I'm coming at a time you don't expect. Have faith. Care for the poor. Love people. Love your own family. Have a heart filled with gratitude. Lord, we thank you for this program today. We thank you for an attitude of gratitude that you're giving us. Lord Jesus Christ, you are our all. You are the one who went to the cross for us. You are the one who rose from the dead. Hallelujah. You are the one who breaks the bonds of the devil himself. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that he came to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to bring deliverance to the captives, sight to the blind, and liberty to them who were bruised, and proclaiming a year of Jubilee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I have an urgent message that we need $15,000 to pay July's bills. This is an urgent message. We have never, ever not paid our bills in 31 years. So if this broadcast is a blessing to you, go to the internet, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, and leave a donation. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. We give you thanks, Father, that you're going to send it in. We give you thanks that you are God Almighty. We give you thanks for sending us Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.